This is Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com. Welcome to episode 13 of our 2019 AVN Awards podcast series. It's coming to a close with this one, at least all the pre-award stuff. I may take a feedback episode and maybe a reaction episode as the awards are coming up this weekend, so it's really kind of winding down. For those of you following along, we're on avn.com/awards. All the usual stuff. As you guys know, love the feedback. Drop me a line, roger@rogerreviews.com, or use the feedback button on the website. Wherever else you're listening to this podcast or watching it, if it's on YouTube, there'll be a way to give me feedback. Drop me a line, ask me a question, tell me what you like, what you don't like, who you think maybe got left off the list, all that good stuff. We've only got four categories to go, so we'll kind of try and go in depth a little bit. Again, if you haven't heard the earlier podcasts, you can go back and listen to the other ones to kind of get the lay of the land here. But basically, we do primarily positive feedback here as I go over some of the categories and talk about our favorites. First of our four, you may want to just search the nomination page. It's right in the middle. Best New Starlet. Gia Derza, Hannah Hayes, Aliza Ibarra, Ella Knox, Tana Lee, Alina Lopez, Jaime Marie, Nia Nakai, Kenzie Reeves, Karma RX, Nicolette Shea, Kendra Spade, Jane Wilde, Emily Willis, and Ivy Wolf. Nobody really stands out as a huge favorite in this list. There's a lot of really very attractive women who've had a really nice year, but nobody stands out as like that one performer who just kind of knocks you back. I really like Gia a ton. She's done really great work. She was my early favorite and probably still has to be one of my top three vote-getters here. Hannah Hayes is very cute. Aliza is very pretty. I really like Ella Knox a lot. Her body's really beautiful. Hasn't done maybe as much work as some of the others, but I really liked what I've seen. Alina Lopez I know is a favorite, one of the favorites to win the award, and deservedly so. Nia Nakai I like a lot. I'm not sure she's done enough to compete with some of the others, but she's really stunning. Karma's going to be a favorite to win it as well. Emily Willis I've seen recently, saw quite a few of her scenes when it came for award time and was really impressed. And of course, Ivy Wolf also is very attractive. So, you know, top of my ballot's going to look, you know, in no particular order, probably Alina, Ella, and Gia. And I think Gia would probably be my pick to win that award. Now, if we go toward the bottom, way down at the bottom, we've got Male Performer of the Year. Mick Blue, Xander Corvus, James Dean, Dredd, Marcus Dupree, Manuel Ferrara, Small Hands, Steve Holmes, Ricky Johnson, Jesse Jones, Kieran Lee, Mandingo, Ramon Nomar, Tommy Pistol, Johnny Sins. One of the questions I get almost every year is, hold on a second, you've got foreign Male Performer of the Year, and let's see, Mick is foreign, Marcus is foreign, Manuel, Steve, Jesse, Kieran, Ramon, but they primarily shoot here, so they're in this category as opposed to the foreign. Mick has won several times, is always a great performer. Xander had a really great comeback year. He kind of lost focus a little bit for a while, but really came back strong this year as a performer and an actor. James Dean is back on the list. Dredd is the largest gentleman in the business and charismatic and a good performer, too. Marcus Dupree, we mentioned in some previous episodes, some incidents involving him have come to light recently. Wonder how that affects the voting. Manuel is sort of the auto pick at this point. He's fantastic always. Slowing down a little bit, hasn't done as much stuff, but still very prolific. Small Hands, Joanna's partner, very popular performer, has really done some good work. Excellent actor, too. Did a couple really good features this year. Steve Holmes is back. Steve's an older gentleman with a huge dick and always plays super pervy characters. Ricky Johnson's at the opposite end of that spectrum, a young performer. Done a really great job. Jesse Jones is good. Kieran Lee's always good. Mandingo is excellent. Ramon Nomar, really good. Tommy Pistol is still the best actor in the business. And Johnny Sins. So you've got a really strong group. I don't think there's a whole lot of performers here who wouldn't have a chance. And because it's a weighted ballot, who knows? You know, somebody might pick, you know, somebody might end up in the top five of enough ballots to kind of separate themselves from the usual favorites. If I had to pick, I think Xander's a good dark horse. He had a really good comeback year. But I think you're probably looking at maybe this is the year Tommy Pistol. Yeah, it's a tough one. I think, you know, I don't dislike any of these performers. They all do different things. It's a nice list. Good, solid list. Two more. MILF Performer of the Year and Female Performer of the Year. And this is actually a fairly short podcast so far. Check us out. MILF Performer of the Year. Julia Ann, Bridget B., Mercedes Carrera, Siren Demur, Cherie DeVille, Nina L., Alexis Fox, Reagan Fox, Brandy Love, Kendra Lust, Katie Morgan, Annabelle Peaks, Rochelle Ryan, India Summer, and Sarah Vandala. This is a great list, whether you consider them MILFs or just Performer of the Year. These are some very, very high caliber women, great sexual performers, really good actresses. This is an outstanding group. And really tough to pick. I like Julie Ann a ton. She's a good actress, beautiful, great sexual performer, excellent spokeswoman for the industry, one of my favorite. Bridget B. is very, very energetic, really fun to watch. Mercedes Carrera is really pretty and kind of caught my attention second half of the year. Cherie DeVille has done a lot of really good work and is also a good actress. Brandy Love is absolutely stunning, amazing body, really good performer. Katie Morgan has always been one of my favorites. You know, she started out when she was 19 or 20, and now a busty MILF. Really good. She's become a really good actress. Did some nice features this year. Also one of the XRCO co-hosts. That was kind of fun. Rochelle Ryan, of course, big monster-ass performer. And then the bottom two women on this list, India Summer and Sarah Vandala, honestly, two of my favorite performers in any category. You put the two of them in Performer of the Year category, and I got no problem. India, of course, made it into the Hall of Fame this year. Sarah is someone I think who should be, and I think will be eventually, sooner rather than later. Man, this is a tough one. You know, I try and give you the top three. It would not surprise me if Brandy Love won this award at all. Brandy or Cherie would be my pick who I think is going to win. Top of my ballot, India and Sarah. Oh, man. See, then it's tough. Julianne didn't work as much this year that I saw, but every time she did, she's stunning. Katie worked more this year than last, and she's really fun to watch, and Brandy Love. So, I mean, I guess you go with that, or, you know, if you want to go with someone a little newer to the list, Mercedes Carrera is really, really impressive. Like her a lot. Great category. And then, of course, the big one, the final Female Performer of the Year. Adriana Chechik, Abella Danger, Honey Gold, Katrina Jade, Elsa Jean, Jill Cassidy, Abigail Mack, Ariana Marie, Kira Noir, Riley Reed, Kristen Scott, Kissa Sins, Gina Valentina, Angela White, and Whitney Wright. You guys all know that I think Angela White is the best performer in the business right now, bar none. Looks, body, energy, smile, personality, social media presence, her own production company, two amazing showcases this year. I really think, and I know she won last year, I just don't think anybody touched her this year. I really don't. And for that reason, I think somebody else probably wins. So let's go over the chances. Now, Adriana Chechik has won it a couple of other different from a couple of other different organizations. Abella Danger, I think, is still going really strong. Had another good year. Honey Gold really came on. Katrina Jade, I know a lot of people really, really like her. I think she might be she might be the one that, or at least one of the two that I would pick that I think is going to win would be Katrina. Elsa Jean, I think, is fantastic. She did some good work this year. Jill Cassidy is really, really good. Abigail Mack is the other one I think has a really good shot of winning. She just won for XBiz, and I think she might win here too. She had a really high profile year. Ariana Marie, Kira Noir, I really like. I don't think she has much of a chance, but she's really fun to watch. Riley Reid, I think, should have one of these already. Yeah, I'm not sure. Come to think of it, Riley does have one. She won in 2016, and Adriana Chechik won it in 2017. So I think Abigail Mack is a pretty good bet there. Kristen Scott is one of my favorites. I got to see a lot of her stuff at award time. Really good actress. Cam Girl was fantastic. And really pretty, very sexy. Kiss of Sins had a big year. Gina Valentina is incredibly gorgeous. Angela White and Whitney Wright, also super cute. I still think Angela is the best choice for all the reasons I've talked about over so many different podcasts. All of it, just who she is in the industry and what she represents is kind of the last porn star, really. It's been a long time since we've had anybody with this kind of star power. I mean, Tori Black is still the only person to win two of these ever. She's the only person with two AVN Female Performer of the Year trophies. I still think Angela has a shot, but if I had to bet, I think I would bet Katrina Jade or Abigail Mack. Now, if we compare it just quickly to XBiz, because, of course, Abigail Mack won that in 2019. In 2018, XBiz went to Rami Rain, and Angela White won for AVN. AVN in 2017 was Adriana Chechik. Katrina Jade was XBiz. In 2016, XBiz was Danny Daniels, and AVN was Riley Reid. Annick Albright was AVN in 15, and XBiz in 15, so that's the only year they really matched up. XBiz went with Riley Reid in 2014, Brooklyn Lee in 2013, Bonnie Rotten and Asa Akira for AVN. So they very rarely match up. So maybe that doesn't bode well for Abigail Mack. I still think she's got a really good shot. And I think Katrina Jade also has a shot. She hasn't won this one, but she did win an XBiz. So, you know, I could be totally shocked. You know, Riley Reid could turn around and win her second. They could go with someone like Jill Cassidy or Kristen Scott, which would be amazing. But honestly, I think it should be Angela White again. That's just my feeling. So that's it. What do you guys think? I know the awards are coming up in like 2 days. I am unfortunately not there. Some of you know why. I'm at home attending to some really, really important family medical issues. All good news, I hope, but stuff that has to be done now. So I will miss the awards. Probably will do a reaction and then a best of feedback. So now's the time to get your feedback in. Hit me on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe, roger@rogerviews.com. Feedback on this site, wherever you're listening. Let me know what you think. You know, your favorite category, questions about categories, whatever you guys want to go over, any of the issues we talked about. That's about it. Thank you very much. Big thank you to AVN for letting me vote in this again and do this podcast. They give their blessing. I really appreciate it. I will do a full wrap-up, but a big thank you to AVN. Also, IAFD.com. Still, I think, the most important adult website ever. And if you're looking at Hall of Fame people, certainly the people behind IAFD should be there because they've done a great job over a number of years. We wouldn't be anywhere on the web without what they do for us. So thank you very much. Thank you all for listening. Wherever you are, find somebody out there and do something nice for them. Make the world a little better place. Thanks a lot.